We've heard a lot about the damage caused by Memorial Day tornadoes near Dayton, but that same storm system brought a lot of storm damage to other parts of Ohio, including Perry and Muskingum counties. That's where the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will be today through Saturday to operate a disaster recovery center in the village of Roseville. Joining us now is FEMA spokesman Gerard Hammack. Thanks for stopping in.
Good to be here.
What is a disaster recovery center? What exactly will you do?
It is a place where people who have been affected by these storms can come and meet with FEMA face-to-face. It's a customer service in person.
Your main role is to help people apply for disaster relief, right?
Correct. There are a number of different options for people. Everyone's situation is unique. And so after someone registers with FEMA online at disasterassistance.gov, a disaster recovery center is a place where they can come and really get their questions answered about how they can move forward and what the options are with different types of FEMA assistance.
Do you expect a lot of people?
We never really know. We want to be of service. We know that Roseville, a tornado did hit Roseville. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're there. We really just can't predict how many people are going to, you know, decide to come in.
I only knew about this because I was emailed a press release from FEMA. Do you think a lot of people, even in Roseville, know this is happening?
Well, we're trying to get the word out, you know, we're talking to various news media outlets about what why we're doing this. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're only there 3 days. We're not, the center's not going to be open on the 4th of July. But we try to get closer to where people are so that they can have this access to the FEMA advisors, the mitigation advisors, and also Small Business Administration loan advisors.
As I mentioned, tornado damage much more substantial near Dayton. I know we're talking right now about this Roseville Center, but can you give us an update on where the Dayton situation stands with cleanup?
Well, I can tell you this, that to date, you know, statewide for people in the 10 counties that have, you know, were declared for the disaster, there have been 825 applications approved, and that means about $2.2 million in individual assistance grants.
Has that been doled out yet, or people are still waiting on that?
It doesn't mean all the direct deposit has been made, but mm-hmm. it's on its way to being made, or yeah.
Gerard Hammack is a spokesman for FEMA, which is operating a disaster recovery center in the village of Roseville, south of Zanesville, today, Friday, and Saturday, so people can apply for federal disaster relief. Thanks again.
Thank you.